Schizo. I wish I had known you before the darkness crept in, before the voices whispered, before the demons lurked in every corner. Kind, compassionate, caring, all manner of sea sounds to describe you then. They describe you now still, only changed, only not. It first manifested ceaseless, complex, cacophonic. Your diary read, "I can't take this," and you hit your mother with a wrench. Or so you thought. Mealtime was spent on the porch, alone. Inside the house, siblings laughed. Inside your head, something laughed too. Auntie took one look and said it. A cruel, careless word. The word of a trained nurse. Schizophrenia. Dad was scared to death. You were 3 years older than him. What if he caught the Looney gene too? Oh God, what if they all did? A trip to Ohio was supposed to set you straight, but you came back curved and crooked, babbling about love you found in the woods. Some beautiful girl in the woods. They describe it like a roller coaster. You go up and up and up, and just when you're on the top, clarity. You crash down faster than you can imagine. 47 years of the same roller coaster is tiring. And now, your boisterous, booming laugh echoes in Martha's kitchen, a shared joke between you and a friend nobody else can see. Society shuns you, deems you unimportant. You can't work, you can't provide. You stare at me on the street, and I turn my face away. I'm sorry. You did not deserve that. You were so different. I'm sorry, I was scared. I didn't know you then. I still don't know you now. Coughs rack your body. You have the grin and wide eyes of someone who has seen too much and heard too much and felt too much. I try to piece together what I can, but there's so much history, gaps in the stories. I crave understanding so I can commemorate you.